This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
It is episode number 123. It is summertime, and that's the name of the song by this week's intro tune artist. It's John Schroeder's Orchestra. I know a lot of places recently, the summer has really hit hard here too. The last couple days has been pretty deadly, but the rain is here in this area of southern Ontario, and it's cooling down, thank goodness. Such great music for you on this week's program, and I got a handful of 7-inches that were liberated from a Pilsbar discotheque in Allgäu, Germany. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Couple nice 60s tunes. Here's the first one from Kenny Shayne.
I love the woman so I can't hurt me.
I played those guys recently. That was the Five Americans with a song called Somebody Help Me. And this came out on their LP called Progressions, which I found without a sleeve and pretty destroyed. I'm kind of disappointed. But yeah, I thought I'd share that one there with you. It took a lot of post-processing to make that one a bit more playable. I played another song by them, a B-side, a few shows back, a song called Don't Blame Me for What You've Done. And actually, I heard that song again on Lost Discs Radio last weekend. On Saturday night, they had their monthly broadcast, and it was a great show once again. Check out Lost Discs Radio, and that's discs with a C, .com, and you can find out how to listen to that show, and I think they have archives as well. Before that was a group called Shane, or sometimes it's the gentleman Kenny Shane, who's credited. That song there was called Don't Turn Me Off, which was originally released on the Brent record label in 1965, but I found it here on this compilation LP called Music for the Dancing Crowd, put out on the Time record label. And it's got 24 songs on this LP. It's 30 minutes a side, which is pretty crazy. It's recorded extra quiet. But there's lots of rare songs from the Brent record label, and also the Admont record label, I think, is the other label represented here. Both subsidiaries of Time Records. But yeah, lots of hard-to-find garage rock stuff and instrumental jams. So I'll be sharing some more of these songs with you in the future. All right, let's change gears here. I found a whole bunch of German 45s, and they've all been stamped with a stamp, a rubber stamp that says Pilsbar Discotheque Kings Road. And as I said, it's got an address in Allgäu, Germany. I'm going to play four of these 7-inches with you, or for you. And this first one here is Al di Miola.
never live without random. I miss modulation. Never leave your frequency. Thank you.
of 7 inches liberated from a German discotheque beer bar. That last song there was a great cover of Timmy Thomas's Why Can't We Live Together, and that was performed by Kenneth Sherman, originally from Cachao. Is that the right pronunciation? The Cachao in, Curaçao in the Caribbean, which is a which was occupied by the Dutch for a while there, and that's where Kenneth was originally from, but he lived in the Netherlands for a while, and that's where this cover was recorded. Before that, a new wave group from Germany called Moti Special. That song there was called Cold Days, Hot Nights, and that came out in 1985. I found a couple of their 45s, and the cover art on the picture sleeves is pretty on point, especially for 1984-85. Before that was a lady named Natasha King with a song called AM/FM. Looks like it was produced in Italy, but seemed to have been a worldwide hit. I can't say I remember that one from back in the day. And I started off the set there with a song by Al Di Meola, a song called Sequencer. And kind of a cool electronically sequenced track there with the sequence bass and drum machine, of course. And as I was listening to it, I thought it sounds an awful lot like the Miami Vice theme, but this one seems to predate Miami Vice by a couple of years. But then I was looking at the credits on the 7-inch record itself, and lo and behold, the song was written by Jan Hammer, the writer of the Miami Vice theme. And if you go back and listen to that this sequencer song again, it's basically a demo or a prototype production-wise for the Miami Vice theme. All right, enough yak, and let's get into some more music. I found a couple of more reggae records recently. Here's Vin Gordon. Thank you. R&B from Dorothy Moore from 1975. That song was called Here It Is, released on the Malico record label, this 45. That song was written by King Floyd III. How about that? Before that, a couple of reggae tracks. We heard from Sammy with a song called Bed Sax. And that was a remix version of a song by Lord Protector called Bed Bug. And started off to sit there with a song by Vin Gordon, a song called Enforcement. Both of those on big 12-inch disco singles. All right, I will have some data for you shortly and some more music. But before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. Heard from a bunch of people posting decodes. Oh, yeah. Last week, there were some transmission problems, as you may have noticed if you caught the program last week, some distortion. Excuse me. Sounds like there was some tube trouble that happened during the broadcast. So I know some of you didn't have luck decoding last week's program, particularly the image, but I guess a lot of the text made it through. So sorry about that. Apologies for the sound quality, but what are you going to do? It was Canada Day. And speaking of Canada Day, happy belated 4th of July to all my American friends. And sorry, I didn't wish you a happy 4th at the end of last week's program. That was an oversight. Apologies. Hope everyone had a good, safe, happy holiday weekend. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. I wanted to do shout-outs. So, okay, I heard from Tashin Reisner using an AirSpy HF Discovery for listening to the show. Good to hear from you. DRMNA.info had a bad signal out that way, including local interference and the distortion there. So I don't blame you, but thanks for trying anyways. Frigid, Sysop behind hfzone.org posted a nice decode from his location in Southeast Virginia. Thanks very much, Frigid. Mitch, KJ7CAT, listening on a RadiWow R108 little portable radio using the whip antenna and managed to get a decode from that. Good job. Bobby, WA5107SWL, missed the image header from last week's show, so he didn't get a decode. He had to wait for a recording of the show. Yeah, a lot of people had trouble last week, Bobby. I heard from Al, WD4AH in Northern Florida. Very nice decode, all things considered. And yeah, very, very nice decode. Yeah, again, considering the distortion there. I also heard from KD8TTE out by Bexley, Ohio. There it is. I couldn't read my handwriting there. Thanks for posting. Also, Zach R. in Alabama posted a fuzzy image despite the big signal out his way. Thanks for posting, Zach. And Jolly Roger Mania out in Germany posting a very nice decode and some nice analysis and reporting that most of the songs could be identified with, Jolly Roger use? Midori, something like Shazam. And got a good hit rate despite the distortion. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Matt W0MDK, One Deck Pete, and Jerry Hectic out in the UK. Kevin 3IO, Kawasaki AA Hachi Yoni, Ryan W8LN, thanks for putting the word out, and PHXT. And finally, I got one email last week, and that was from Steve W4OGM posting his nice decode as heard in Peachtree City, Georgia. Thank you very much, Steve. And finally, I'd like to do some shout-outs to my friends over at the hfzone.org chat group. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Catface, McMeow Meow, Daddy Dave, Alex Rules 11, and Dazman, and everyone else in the hfzone.org chat group. It's been a long day. It's been a long week. All right. If you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if you do Twitter, my handle there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And don't forget to visit thisisamusicshow.com if you're feeling lonely. All right. Here's some music before Data, and it is by a group called 16-Bit.
Read the instructions on your Alexa stream. Start your program on this. And now, you move with your cursor. Up and down, left and right. Printing directly from the keyboard. Change mode.
16-bit with a song called Changing Minds from 1987. Yeah, they have an equipment list on the back here, some Roland and Yamaha stuff, Akai stuff, and it looks like it was sequenced by a Commodore Amiga 500, and they even say special thanks to Commodore with the Commodore logo mark. And if you follow me on Twitter, you will have seen I posted a very, very cool Commodore 64 disk drive hack. What is it, a 1540 or 1541? Extremely cool, nerdy hack. And also, by the way, about this group 16-bit, it's a couple of guys, and those two guys went on to later form the group called Snap. I've Got the Power, if you remember that from the early 90s, or maybe late 80s. Yeah, German dance group from way back when. All right, it is time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. BK64 text and image, and they neglected to give credit to the music. That was Bert Kampfert for the song called Tea and Trumpets there in the background. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter if you do that. Flavor of social media. My handle on Twitter is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end. So be sure to tag me in there. Once again, a reminder, go check out the thisisamusicshow.com website to get your own This Is A Music Show t-shirt, or maybe send over a couple bucks to help pay for airtime. Anything is appreciated. All right, this is just about wrapping up this week's show. I have one last song for you, and it is by Les Baxter, a song called Born Free, kind of a regal ending. I don't know what I'm thinking here, but anyways. All right, this was a music show, episode number 123. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, and I hope to see you back again next week. Take care. Stay safe. Thank you.